we're getting to the time where we maybe want to buy gifts for someone this holiday season. What about your nurse or nanny or teacher, the caregivers in your life? Well, we have with us this morning beauty and wellness expert Bobbi Thomas. She joins us, style expert for the Today Show, here teaming up with Curel to share some simple yet thoughtful gift ideas. Always need a good idea, Bobbi, for a gift, right? I mean,
absolutely. I think this is that time of year where we stress out because we're really worried about budgeting not only, you know, our finances, but our time. And I know personally when you're putting, you know, your thoughts together, and if you're smart enough to try to write a list, you know, it's hard. You put your family and your friends down, and oftentimes the people that are in your life every day can unfortunately be overlooked just because you sometimes feel like you can't stretch the budget, or, you know, these people really help so much that they're invisible in some ways, but they're really important. And I really want to inspire you this morning to think about how easy it is to think about those people without having to stress too much or spend too much. And one of the things I loved about Curel coming to me and saying, hey, could you help us say thank you? I mean, who doesn't want to partner with a brand like that? I said, absolutely. They give back to nurses because they found out that nurses were a huge part of their customer base and created a whole campaign around National Nurses Week that I was really proud to partner with them on that as well. And so this time around, you know, we really wanted to take this fun fact of nurses wash their hands on average more than 100 times a day, 100 times a day. And when we think about how much we're all washing our hands, and whether it's the FedEx guy, the Amazon delivery person, you know, your teacher, any of these people would love and welcome something that could warm their heart and hands. So take a bottle of Curel or some hand lotion. The Ultra Healing Lotion is my favorite. And go online, and you can get spa gloves for, like, I got a 5-pack from under $10 on Amazon so that I had 5 different sets of these gloves. I tied a little ribbon around the bottle with the gloves, and I put a bunch of them in a basket. I had it next to my front door here in New York, and my sister-in-law was inspired, and she did this in her car. And so every time you're interacting with those people who you don't know their address or you don't know what to do, it's such a great gift because you're saying, I see you, I really appreciate you. And that gift in and of itself really inspires that person to think, oh gosh, yeah, I should do this. You know, my late husband, we were really blessed to have so many caretakers. And I have to tell you, I was surprised at how many men wanted the lotion and the gloves and came back and would say, feel my hands, this is a game changer. So honestly, it's just something so small, but it goes a long way.
Sure.
And for my son, you know, something we did a lot, which I loved, because I really wanted him, too often we focus on the gift, and then the card is the afterthought, and you're struggling, like, come on, write something. I just decided, okay, we're going to make the thank you the gift. So I bought extra frames that were empty, and I sat down with him, a bunch of crayons, and we thought about these people, and he either drew them a picture or colored thank you in rainbow, and we framed it. And I cannot tell you how many people tell Miles, I see that frame every day, buddy, and he just gets so excited. So not only did we see somebody in our life and we said thank you, but Miles feels so good and really gets what gifting is all about. It's about making someone know you thought of them. It's the thought that counts. And we also did something else that at first I don't think he was on board for, but we had so much leftover Halloween candy. I mean, I don't know about your house, but I convinced him after a long battle to melt all his chocolate down that he had left over. We poured it in an ice cube tray, and then we took wooden spoons and we let the wooden spoons sit. So then he went and wrapped each one after he broke up with a hammer, which I think is how I convinced him. He took a plastic bag and smashed some of the hard candy. He sprinkled it in the chocolate, and now he gives those. Here in New York City, we have a lot of dog walkers in our building, so he's gifting these chocolate spoons to all these people and saying, hey, thanks, buddy. And it's just so awesome to see, you know, kids start to really understand the meaning of this season and, you know, to think about those people that it's just saying thank you and seeing them and having the gratitude. And so I hope this morning you think of something really easy that, you know, doesn't have to cost a lot, but it really, I think, says wow, we care about you in a whole different way because you took the time.
Talking this morning with style editor for NBC's Today Show, Bobby Thomas, about ways to give back to caregivers in your life this holiday season. What about cooking something for someone? Sometimes that gets a little personal, but you are able to provide a little bit of a meal. Sometimes that's
easy. Love that you said that because, you know, you're right. With teachers especially and other people, there's a boundary, and you're like, I don't know. But what I love is, like, look, if you have, like, a family recipe, I know some families have, like, a special griddle that grandma always made, or nuts, you know, roasted nuts. My girlfriend always, I beg her, please, can I get a batch? Those things make these people feel like they are part of your extended family. They're very personal recipes, but, you know, honestly, even if somebody has a nut allergy or something else, the fact that you're gifting this to them and they can share it with somebody close by, it's the thought that counts, and it's such a personal way of showing love. You know, sharing is caring with food. I love that you mentioned that.
Yeah, so, well, my mother, and this is going back a number of years, she'd bake some different types of a bread, more of a, you know, kind of the woven bread. She'd also include the recipe that you would give to the teacher then as well. So
that's so amazing. I just, don't laugh at me if you're listening, because I'm sure you're sitting there driving your car or something. I just recently learned what Muddy Buddies were. So I didn't know. Do you know what Muddy Buddies are, Bruce?
Look, I got powdered sugar all over my kitchen when I have to make them.
I had no idea, and by the way, I think I liked it better when I didn't, because you can't stop if you have one, but I was gifted that, and it was just so thoughtful, so I don't know. Look, I'm just such a fan of any brand that wants to say thank you, so go to Curel.com, check out what they do for National Nurses Week, or be inspired with my ideas. They'll post them there, and I hope everyone just celebrate the good this holiday, find people you love to be with, and make sure no one's alone.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time this morning and great thoughts this morning, Bobby. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Bobby Thomas joining us, style editor for NBC's Today Show as well. Wellness expert teaming up with Curel to give us some simple gift ideas for this holiday season.